From a lecture on the Human Brain Project by Robert Naslund, Swedish targeted individual and mind control victim. The history of cybernetics is the history of the Human Brain Project. It was developed as a collaboration between military research agencies and major hospitals in the world. Brains can be stolen and raped. The authorities do it. In April 10, 1967, the New York Times editorial Push Button People discussed the ongoing experiments and warned about the dangers of this technology. They also mentioned that probably there were countries in the world that had already planned to subjugate their people using this technique. Both the U.S. and Sweden were countries that had far-reaching plans to subjugate citizens beyond their knowledge in brain control systems. The Phoenix program in Vietnam in 1970 used this same brain technology to identify and mass murder 33,000 civilians who were identified by the technology as Viet Cong sympathizers. In 1977, the New York Times published 30 articles about the CIA's brain control systems. The most important thing that was brought into light was that this project already had begun in the late 1940s, and they had built, with this technology, a state within a state. From New York Times editorial, August 5th, 1977. Control CIA, not behavior. So we must add repugnant medical experimentation to the list of horror stories emerging from the CIA. It was no secret that the agency once hunted desperately for means to control human behavior. One objective was to program individuals so that they might do the agency's bidding, even to the point of ignoring such fundamental laws of human nature as self-preservation. We are not sufficiently schooled in ethics to know how this differs from murder. There is no substitute for holding their senior officials ethically and legally responsible as individuals for all activities. Even at this late date, the country should be told who sanctioned such projects and how. A conference was held in 1986, March 13, about the issue of mind control at the Swedish Department of Justice. Swedish Justice Minister Sten Wickbon had invited some professors, researchers, and a few politicians. One professor, Bengt Bernau, said that researchers from all over the world are coming to Sweden to experiment on humans because they don't have the right to do that in their own countries. Because we here in Sweden have less protection of our human rights than other nations. Many of those that sit in the EU, European Union, Parliament also have their brains incorporated into the Defense Department's supercomputer control systems. Of course, they become a type of puppet for the will of others. In 2005, the European Commission's Ethical Board wrote, "Brain-computer interface, BCI, or direct brain control, are communication technologies. They take information from the brain and externalize it. Contemporary society is confronted with changes that have to do with the anthropological essence of individuals. To what extent might this technology be misused by the military? The member states and their ethics councils have a responsibility to create conditions for education and constructive, informed debates in this area." End quote. Throughout the history of mankind, there has never existed anything more totalitarian. There has never been anything more anti-democratic. A dictatorship can never be greater than when its citizens' brains are linked to computer control. The state has become a cannibal, a rapist who is eating its citizens, transforming us into biological, manipulable components. What happened during over 60 years of brain experimentation? Which doctors, professors, what institutions have been involved in the most anti-democratic project that ever existed? By what kinds of methods has it been possible to keep it off the media and people's attention? What is the role of the medical corporations? They are involved. What does the government say? FOIs, which is Sweden's DOD DARPA, supercomputers must be turned off. We are all about to become the state's lab rats and chip-regulated behavior skulls.